Studio from the, let's see, the Northern Lakes Community Mental Health Authority. Mary Maroy is in. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Ron.
And what is your title there?
I am the interim director for services to children and families.
All right. And then Joni Blamer's with us. Good morning, Joni.
Good morning.
And what is your title there?
I am the chief population officer for adults with mental illness services.
Chief population officer. So we're going to talk about a grant and what you do there, but it's a pretty good shot in the arm, I would imagine, $500,000 here, and how that'll help Northern Michigan families. What is the Northern Lakes Community Mental Health Authority?
Well, that's really a good question. There's a long historical perspective here, but communities in Michigan have either on their own or come together in multi-county situations to provide mental health services for adults and for children. And we have chosen to do that as an authority, which actually makes us a governmental entity, a legal governmental entity with a board of directors, with oversight on the part of the public. You know, we have to operate as other government does in open meetings. Our authority is a six-county group. It includes Grand Traverse, Leelanau, Wexford, Meeksaki, Roscommon, and Crawford.
There you go. Very good. All right, so you essentially provide mental health services for adults and families, big children. How are you funded then? Looks like, Joni, you get that one. How is it normal? Where does your normal funding come from?
We receive funding, Medicaid funding. We also receive community county dollars. We have line items from the county that provides funding for us. Mm. We also have a program of the My Choice Waiver, and we receive funding for that, which is to help keep people out of a nursing home, long-term care facilities, and in their own homes. So we have a variety of funding, but primarily Medicaid.
Yeah, 62%, I think, of our funding comes from Medicaid.
What's the range of, when we talk about mental health services, what's the range of mental people seeking services or requiring services?
Well, we provide services, infant mental health services, so technically it could be in the womb. I suppose you could look at it that way. And then we provide services across the lifespan for mental illness with children and families, adults, and also intellectual developmental disabilities across the lifespan.
So I would say, like, what people, what kind of mental disability? I'm just trying to, like, what kind of, I don't know what listeners picture in their mind when we say mental health, so I'm just trying to get an idea of what that might consist of.
Well, for children, it's children who have serious emotional disturbance.
Okay.
Serious emotional disturbance. These are kids who have a tremendous amount of difficulty living without some assistance from our organization.
Okay.
And we also serve children with intellectual disabilities. The largest population are children who are on the autism spectrum.
Okay.
And then Joni deals more with adults.
Yes.
And do you do counseling? Are there counseling services provided through this? Or
through the FAST team, which is the Family Assessment and Safety Team that we received the grant funding for, is primarily focused on a crisis response to children and families in their home so that they're not presenting at the emergency room or other medical provider offices for non-medical emergencies.
All right, so let's go to that. You got a $500,000 grant. Is that a big deal? That looks like a big number to me.
Huge number.
Big number.
Yeah, huge number. How? And that's over 2 years. But how did you wind up receiving that grant?
Well, you know, let me start by saying back in January, there was a training that was taking place in Lansing, and they asked us to bring a local team. The training would be on developing crisis mobilization services. And we by far brought the largest team from a community. We had representatives from Munson, from the local departments of Health and Human Services, from Pine Rest, from private agencies, from, you know, just a myriad of people from our community and the six communities that we serve. We listened to what other states were doing, got ideas about a program. And then when we came back to our home counties, we realized that there was this grant opportunity to implement exactly what we learned how to do. And I think they were very impressed at how many people were a part of our team, that it wasn't just Northern Lakes that was asking for this. It was going to be a real community response. And we, I believe, are the only group that was successful in the North in obtaining this grant to do this.
That's from the Michigan Health Endowment Fund.
That is
where the money comes from.
Correct.
All right. So, Joni, you mentioned FAST, which is the, what's that stand for there?
The Family Assessment and Safety Team.
Yeah. So give us an idea of what those teams do. Like what would be a situation that they could be able to respond to?
Well, we would be developing teams that have therapists, paraprofessionals, people with lived experience. They will respond to a family's home when a child is experiencing a behavioral health crisis. They will help de-escalate that situation, and then we will now have the ability to involve some intensive services that may include some counseling, but it's more focused on the crisis at hand. So we will have longer-term follow-up for families who have been struggling in the community.
So we don't have anything now. And what would a behavioral crisis be? This be a child that has emotional problems that begins to get out of hand and the parents don't know what to do?
We're pretty clear that we believe that the crisis is defined by the family for kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the same is true for adults. If the adults believe that they are in crisis, we will assume they are in crisis. I want to make it clear, too, that this crisis response will be not just for people who are eligible for Northern Lakes services, but it will be eligible to everyone who is having a behavioral health crisis. So sometimes it will manifest itself in a child's behavior that is totally out of control, but it might manifest itself in suicidal ideations. There's a number of ways that can happen.
So if something like that happens, mom or dad or somebody in the household sees a crisis, they call 911 perhaps, or they reach out. They might not have your number. Is that what normally happens? And do you get references then from police?
Yeah, and when that happens, it's usually not good because the child ends up in the emergency room of the hospital with no medical need. Mm-hmm. They have a behavioral health crisis need, no medical need. So they never move from the emergency department into a room. They stay in that emergency department. It's sad to believe that we have had children who have stayed in the emergency room for up to 19 days because there is no place for them to go. We believe
they've stayed literally in the emergency room?
Yes.
Correct.
And they and all of the trauma that we all know takes place in the emergency room, they are a witness to that.
Right.
And it's not healthy and it's not good. We believe that if we could go to that child's home very quickly, deal with the crisis in the home, we can avert that visit to the emergency room, save tons of money, but even more, save the trauma to that child.
So who goes to the home then?
We will send a team of people, and the team of people will be comprised of a mental health clinician as well as some paraprofessionals and individuals with lived experience that have been successful in facing these challenges and their family overcoming.
Try to calm the situation, assess the situation, and then bring the child or whomever to where would they go if not the ER, if they had to take the child out of the home?
If we had to take the child out of the home, we would place them in a facility. We would work with DHHS to determine what the best appropriate facility is. But the focus of this intervention is that we do not take the child out of the home, that we work with the family in their home environment with the challenges that they're facing so that they can do this more successfully in the future.
And develop a safety plan with the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we may go through our daily lives and not really think about any of this, but there are families out there who struggle with mental health, certainly emotional or mental health or disorders in their children, which is a tall order to try to manage that as a parent, I would think.
Absolutely.
So this is the kind of help then that's going to be doors like delivered help, assistance right to the doorstop.
Yeah. Yes. This will be great for our community.
And this is going to serve not just Grand Traverse County, though. We mentioned Leelanau, Wexford, Missaukee, Crawford, and Roscommon.
That is right.
All right. So it's over 2 years, and it's called the FAST project here. What happens at the end of 2 years?
You know, that's really a good question. Many of the services that we will provide will be able to be Medicaid billable. So we believe that it's sustainable, that this money is giving us a startup to be able to begin and develop the resources that we need, but that the ongoing project will be able to be funded from Medicaid services billings.
Okay. Any idea how many, I don't know, can you say how many families would be affected by this? Is there statistics on how many families might have had these type of experiences?
I don't know, but I can tell you that a week does not go by without a crisis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that when we're looking at statistics, you can get caught up in numbers. But as Mary pointed out, when you're looking at someone in a child in the emergency room for 19 days, it's better to look at the statistics of how it influences one family on that personal level.
And again, these are children. Some of them might be on the spectrum, as you say. Some just have some kind of emotional problems that cause them to act up or be unruly and a challenge for the parents to actually manage.
Yeah, and keep in mind, they are, you know, all of our children in our six communities can be impacted by this service, not just people that we currently serve.
Yeah. Well, so a big congratulations. I mean, that's to go to the conference, to learn something, to find out the grants available, to apply, and then bring it home. $500,000 for the Northern Lakes Community Mental Health Authority, which covers six counties in Northwest Michigan. And Mary Maroy is with us, the interim director.
Not for very long.
Not do they have somebody new online?
They have hired someone that will be on board mid-September, and I will go back into retirement.
All right. Good for you. Joni Blamer is the Chief Population Officer for Adult Services.
Yes.
What's that mean, Population Officer?
I oversee services for adults with mental illness, and then I have a counterpart who oversees services for adults with intellectual developmental disabilities. And crisis services are part of the adult population, although we do provide the crisis services across the lifespan.
A lot of this, when we used to have years ago, decades ago, back up until the 80s, we had the state hospital, we had institutions. Mm-hmm. Does a lot of this type of work pick up the slack from the closure of the institutions as far as mental health services?
Yeah, but I think it's kind of like comparing apples to oranges. But yes, it does.
Yeah. I mean, when they closed the institutions, they said, well, what happens to the people who are here? And they said, we'll have mental health, community mental health.
Right.
I know you're not CMH, but community programs. And some of this would service some who might ordinarily be institutionalized at least 30 years ago.
That is absolutely correct.
Right. Okay. All right. Fascinating. Again, like I said, a lot of us may not realize what some families go through and struggle with. So this will be a big assist to them. The FAST Project, F-A-S-T, which stands for?
Family Assessment Safety Team.
All right. And that'll be with the Northern Lakes Community Mental Health Authority, and they're working with a variety of local third level and groups like that.
Yes.
Mary Maroy and Joni Blamer, thanks for being in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
All right, 10 before 9 at WTCM, News Talk 580.
Next January, we set sail on the